You're listening to the BBC World Service. I'm Julian Marshall. Now, if you left school in the last 4,200 years, here's an update to that classroom wall chart depicting the timeline of the Earth's history. That period of time of 4 millennia plus has now been classified by geologists as a distinct age, known as the Megalian Age. So that means the Holocene epoch, which we're living through, is now subdivided into the Greenlandian, North Gripian and Megalian ages. Confused? Professor Ian Stewart is a geologist and broadcaster.
Well, it's called the Megalian Age because the clearest evidence of this change in the rock records, the sediments that's laid down, is in this region in northern India. Who decided? It's the International Stratigraphic Commission, which is the kind of group that's involved in deciding how to subdivide time.
And has everyone agreed?
No, I think it's going to cause quite a bit of confusion because, I mean, this is basically what will happen is at the moment we've had the last 10, 11,000 years been referred to as this Holocene, which is classically a period of stable climate. But as we've looked more and more, we've realised there's these twists and turns. And so we've started to subdivide it. And that's fine. That's what geologists do all the time. But I think what's confusing a little bit will be for people is there's also another competitor on the block, which is this gradual change from the Earth being dominated by climate in the last few thousand years to one dominated by human activity. And that's referred to as the Anthropocene. And so there's now this kind of Anthropocene group and this Megalian group that are, you know, starting to kind of cross swords a little bit.
So what you're saying is that there are those who think that the Megalian Age is superfluous and that we should be progressing from the Holocene to the Anthropocene epoch immediately.
Yeah, I think what it is it's a matter of detail. So this, the Megalian starts 4,200 years ago at a time when there was a big climate event and it shows its record in the cultural artifacts. So there's a time when a lot of the early civilizations in Mesopotamia and Egypt go to the wall. So it's a very dramatic event. But I think that we don't really understand quite what's produced it. Whereas the Anthropocene, as people refer to, that is a gradual increasing in the influence of human activity, such that it's now dominating the Earth's natural systems. So one is a kind of huge overriding a kind of context, and one is a kind of bit of the geological detail that we don't really understand.
Why do geologists do this?
Because we're a strange tribe. What we do is we subdivide the past. And the way we do it is we try to recognise times in the geological record, the laying down of rocks and sediments, times when suddenly things change. And what is it that's caused it? It's usually continents moving around or massive changes in the global climate. Now, that's in the past over hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands of years. The problem we've got really now, when we go back just a few thousand years, is we've got amazing data. We can see the twists and turns, all the idiosyncrasies of the climate and the environment. So we're tempted to salami slice even more and more. So, you know, this latest, the Megalian, is for, you know, less than 4,500 years, which you just don't get that as you go back into the more distant geological record.
So will you be updating your chronostratigraphic wall charts?
Well, we will, because this is the official group. This is the group that decide my wall chart, so that the Megalian will be in there. And I guess that's fine. Maybe, you know, the ordinary person in the street doesn't really need to be bothered by this. This is a kind of geology discussion. I think the notion of the Anthropocene is something that might be of interest for people in the street. And that's going to be harder to pin down in the stratigraphy, in the rock record.
Geologist and broadcaster Professor Ian Stewart speaking there about the onset of the Megalian Age.